What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way here on patreon.com/kindoffunny. You already knew that, though. I just kicked a chair with my big fat foot. I'm in the conference room today because they're getting ready to stream. Simon Cardi's doing games daily. I got a Kind of Funny podcast to do after this, and I thought I would knock this out early because I also have to get home, take care of little Benny, because, of course, the nanny is going to see Taylor Swift in Vegas. I'm not jealous. Don't worry. I'm not jealous at all. I want to start with Jared Meyer, who wrote in patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can. It says, "Hey Greg, I've noticed you always read off the Kind of Funny Patreon comments, but I've never seen you read any from the Kind of Funny Games Patreon comments. Are they all right over there? Are they screaming into the void? Or are they just lame and never have questions?" It's a great question, Jared. I check the Kind of Funny Games thing, but often nobody comments over there. Usually the comments are on the Kind of Funny, patreon.com/kindoffunny. You remember, of course, in October, when we launched the spare bedroom here, we kind of combined the Patreons. They're still separate, but you get everything on either one of them. So all the content goes up across all the places. And so I was, very religiously checking both in the early days of Greg Way, but then I just got kind of sick of nobody commenting over there. Not that I'm telling you to comment over there, but I did go and check it for this one to see. And I pulled two for you that were like from, weeks of Greg Way's, that I thought should go into. And number one comes from Craig. Craig says, "I'm new to Kind of Funny Games Patreon, been on Kind of Funny one when I can afford it. I just had to get all the Kind of Feudy episodes I could, and then I stayed up all night watching them, lol. But this was the first Greg Way I've watched after hearing about them for years now. I'm going to stay up all night watching these, lol. I just wanted to say thank you," I think he means thank you, "for keeping my lonely ass company for all these years. It's crazy how much it feels like I know you guys, and putting on Kind of Funny makes it feel like I'm hanging out with friends. And it means a lot, so thank you and the whole team." Thank you, Craig! Of course, you're leaving this thing. Again, you're on Kind of Funny Patreon, so I don't understand how you didn't see all the same stuff for there. But you jumped to games, and you left a comment. This is one from yesterday's Kind of Funny Games, which I appreciate. The other one I have is from way back. It says, 6 days ago. That's a long time ago. Until there's something. But I thank you, Craig, and learn to use a period once in a while. They'll save your life, man. They're helpful. Kidding around, Craig, but you should use periods. No, it's our pleasure to be there. That's the whole point of the content, right? That's why we call you guys Kind of Funny Best Friends. It's because that's what it's meant to be. You're just hanging out with a bunch of people, hanging out, talking to their friends, and you're in that group, so you're a friend with us. As long as you're not an asshole, we're not afraid to tell you to get the fuck out if you're an asshole. The one from 6 days ago on the patreon.com/kindoffunnygames thing, which I do check, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saying I don't ever check it. Just letting you know. Came from Anthony, who said, "Greg, you've mentioned you're looking forward to the AEW game. Is there a conflict about you talking about AEW since you're a WWE superstar?" Of course there's not. Please, Anthony, as I would hope you would all know, I would never sell my soul to anybody for anything. The whole reason, I think at least, that Greg Miller is popular and Kind of Funny gets to exist or yada, 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 and why I've been around so long is that I'm authentic, right? All I have is my authenticity. When I talk about a game that I'm excited about, yesterday was like the Pop Agenda stuff. If I'm going to talk about a Pop Agenda game I'm excited about, you know that I'm legitimately excited about it. It's not because, I want to help Jen out, so I'm going to talk about this game. No, I talk shit about those games all the time, and I talk positive about those games all the time. And it's the same thing here, where I am, yes, a WWE superstar by being on the website, and I have a WWE show, and I get to do a bunch of WWE stuff, but like all the other wrestlers there, I'm an independent contractor, right? So, like, I don't have any, like, hey, you can't go and, you can sign this thing, but you have to ignore all other wrestling federations and yada, yada, yada. Like, no, like, when they make dumb decisions, I'm going to say, hey, they made a dumb decision, and when they make cool decisions, I'm going to say they made cool decisions, and if eventually they're like, yo, you can't say that we made a dumb decision, then I'd be like, all right, time for me to go. Like, that's not what this is about, right? And so, yeah, AEW, I have no worries or concerns about them talking about their game. WWE people I work with, my producer on this is awesome. My producers and thing are no pun intended, awesome, and they're great about it. And they really take really good care of me, and they really are all down. They came to me and worked with me to get to this show, as we've talked about before, how many iterations it took to get here, because I'm me. They don't want me to come in there and not be me. And again, if that came on high that I needed to stop being me, then I would say, all right, cool, I don't work for WWE anymore. Or work with them, because even for them, I use it in a joking sense more than it, right? Because I'm a short order cook. I make the show and I go about my business. There's some other ones in here I liked. Oh, here, let's stay on the wrestling thing. Robert, from Kind of Funny, says, hello, sexy Greg. Well, hello, blind Robert. Since so many of you will be there, are there any thoughts to an unofficial or official KFBF meetup for WrestleMania? What typically goes into the planning of events with crowds of people? And do you all have any future ideas of something big at the spare bedroom? So, let's start at the top. Anything at WrestleMania? No. Obviously, what goes into these varies on what it is. We are not in a place as we are run ragged by GDC right now. I am destroyed by how bad this month has been. No one has had the bandwidth to think of an actual meet and greet there. And even if we did, even if we had that thought, I'm sure costs would immediately stop us, right? Like when we go and do these things, like, you know, you're renting a back room, you're agreeing to a bar tab or a bar minimum and stuff like that, or food minimum, depending on where you go. So no, we've done nothing like that. Yeah, we could do something in the parking lot, or we could do this, but even that is a little cumbersome, I guess, for this event. You know, for me personally, as a WWE superstar, as we've already talked about, like, I'm still in, am I going to be on the pre-show or am I not going to be on the pre-show? Like, I'm waiting on a final word on that. So that would throw a wrench into it. The fact that a lot of us are going, but we're all going not like for Kind of Funny makes it a little more difficult. Like, Tim and G are going down way early for a bunch of other stuff and they're going to be there early. I don't even know when Andy gets in. I don't know when Mike gets in. I don't know any of that stuff. We're not all staying at the same hotel. We're all over the map and kind of just figuring out and flying by the seat of our pants. Me personally, right? Like, I'm not coming in till, you know, I got a little baby Benny, and I don't want to be away from him for long. So I'm coming in Saturday morning to see Mania, to see it Sunday, and fly back Monday to be on Kind of Funny Games Daily. So it's like, it isn't like there's a lot of breathing room in this trip. So no plans for it, since it's more of a hodgepodge, get down there and go see some wrestling for all of us. And then, yeah, what goes into the big events, it's, you know, usually on Joey's shoulders when it's an official one, of getting a space and doing a bunch of stuff and figuring that out. And then any future ideas for something big at the spare bedroom? Yes, of course, there will be. You know, one of the things we wanted to do here when we got the space and had it so big was be able to throw live events here. We are still making a million other things work here at this spot and making it all go. But you can rest assured, one day there'll be something here. And then Mitch Krasen gets the final word for today. Outside of me telling you about the live Gregway, I promised you to talk to you about. Do you have a personal highlight from the game showcase this week? I personally like Venba a lot. Looking forward to that one now. It's just us Gregway patrons. We can keep a secret. Mitch, I would tell you to your face. Venba, another Pop Agenda game. Yada, yada, yada. I'm super stoked for it. I was stoked before that was a Pop Agenda game, before they signed up for it. I thought that looked awesome. I thought that was great. Beyond that, Ocho. I was like, what's the name of it? The Hotline Miami that's not Hotline Miami, that's Black and White with Blood. Fucking All In. Let's go. That looked incredible. I can't wait to play more of that. The Gecko God one, I wasn't on the demo, but I liked what I'd seen of it. Me and Mike continued to talk shit at each other by Gazzlers, so that'll definitely be there. But if I had to, like, before I just run through the entire list of it, Venbo was a huge standout for me, and then Ocho right behind it. So that would be the exciting one for me. But what's exciting for you, ladies and gentlemen, is that I'm going to announce right now, Live Gregway. So I want you to come through. We're going to do a private YouTube live stream where it will just be us hanging out. I'm going to do it at 1 p.m. Pacific on, I didn't put another date, but I'm pretty sure it's Thursday, March 30th. March 30th for sure, 1 p.m. Pacific. Monday's the 27th, Tuesday's the 28th, Wednesday's the 29th, Thursday the 30th. So March 30th, 1 p.m. Pacific, patreon.com/kindoffunny and patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, of course. I will put up a post, you know, like we do with all the other ones, of like, watch it live, and then there'll be a little, you know, link there that you can go to and watch it on YouTube, and then it'll go up later, obviously, is the thing. I'll hang out. I'll shoot this shit with y'all. I don't know how long we'll go for. It'll be longer than a normal Gregway. Let's just say an hour. We'll see if we can go for an hour. Maybe not. You know, we'll see how long we can go, us shooting the shit and talking it up, because it'll be you and me chopping it up. And then I can always rant about other shit, I guess, too. But that's the plan. Thursday, March 30th, 1 p.m. Pacific. I know that's late for international people. I apologize, but you understand. It's a work day. I have to put it in the schedule where I can put it in the schedule. So we will do it there. We will have some fun. You'll still get your normal Gregways throughout. I'm working from home tomorrow, so you get one from home. Of course, leave your comments on patreon.com/kindoffunny and patreon.com/kindoffunnygames so I can go through and talk about those and do all the things. Don't forget, well, we're about to do the Kind of Funny podcast live, I was going to say, but I don't know if this will get up in time to remind you as an ad for that. So until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.